Network. I'm your host, Fierce Messin, and today is Thursday, baby. You know it's Throwback Thursday, honey, but no, right here, it ain't Throwback Thursday. It is Tasty Taco Thursday, my darlings. Listen, it is November the 3rd, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Kuwait. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gubba Rum, gubbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gubbarum.com. We have two different flavors of gumma gum. We have natural vanilla, which is gumma gold, and natural coconut, which is gumma silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumma Rum is Steve Gum. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, my darling. Got some super bad music on today by the group The Cities. Yeah, indeed, a two-man super group. Listen, let me tag you something up in here. Before I get into the music, would you do me a special favor? While you on Facebook, use the keyword, The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God. My God. Somebody cut. Cut the music up in here. Would you look at this freaking headline? Cut the news. Cut it. Cut the music. Oh, my God. Now, listen, you know, sometimes I have these breaking news, and I just have to give my two cents, honey. Listen, right now I see up here, it says prepare for alien encounter now before it's too late. This is the scientist. Warns the scientist. Now, I am not making this up. This is a news headline. It says prepare for alien encounter. Well, listen, let me call NASA, because I am telling you they are a little bit behind schedule. They are talking about prepare for alien encounter, that it could happen as early as tomorrow. Well, don't think that we already been invaded by aliens. Oh, my God. I see them every day walking around in Walmart. Oh, my God. I am telling you a story. You see all kind of people, all kind of different beings walking around. Listen. They may not be aliens, but they are very special type of beings. B-E-I-N-G-S. Listen, I am telling you, they are way behind schedule. I kid you not. Listen, it says aliens could get in touch tomorrow, and we must know what to say to them. Listen, nobody has to tell us what to say to aliens. If aliens got in touch with us tomorrow, I think we're pretty much well prepared, because there's a lot of aliens walking around right now. We have to deal with aliens every single day. They're in Walmart, they're in Target, they're in the movies, you know what I mean? They're all in Starbucks. So listen, I don't know what they're talking about. So listen. They're talking about prepare tomorrow. We're already prepared. We've been dealing with aliens every day. So listen, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to call NASA after the show is over. So listen, let me tell you something. I got some super bad music on today. The cities. Yes, indeed, the city is going to be on State Commons. Y'all check this out up here. They already know who's going to hear this music. Who's going to hear this music on today? Come on, work with me. You better know it. People all over the world is hearing the music. Yes, indeed, my darlings. Listen, I do have a word from my sponsor. Take a listen to this.
When it comes to brain fog information, you need straight facts based on nutritional biochemistry and what we know about brain metabolism and treating neurological disorders. To get started on your path to erase brain fog, visit www.brainfogrecoveryprogram.com.
Yes, indeed. I want you guys to visit the website, brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Now, listen, when you get to the website, you'll see where it says Brain Nutrition Guide. and how conventional nutrition advice is not telling you what you need for a healthy brain. Listen, this is serious potatoes. Listen, you know, it's one thing that I'm real serious about. I be on a mission when it comes to health. Listen, I don't play around with that. And what she's telling us, listen, the individual, her name is Nicole, Ms. Nicole. She is certified and trained. So listen, she has a wealth of experience, over 15 years experience. And listen, I truly believe what she's saying, that conventional nutrition advice is not telling you what you need for a healthy brain. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with people. You know what I'm saying? You know, the more I deal with the healthcare industry and the medical profession, you know, I begin to question a lot of different things. You know, I don't want to get into my own story, but let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you something right now, and then I'm going to get into the music. Now, I've had experience. I am used to looking at my medical records and medical files. But listen, it's been a long time since I did pull it up and take a look at everything that's going on. Well, listen, I had a really shocking surprise. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm very transparent. So listen, I've been telling you guys I had some stuff going on. They're sending me back and forth for different appointments and stuff like this, what that's going on. Well, let me tell you, the specialist, you know, I kept having this really, really unusual feeling, which I've had the unusual feeling. Listen, I'm going to tell you, people, go with your gut feeling. Your gut feeling will not lie to you. When they first sent me to this particular special, I was like, oh my God. And so I met with him and everything, and I was like, I'm still having this gut feeling about this one particular specialist, this doctor. And I'm like, okay, I got to listen because this is really serious. I got to pay attention. So I'm putting my gut feeling aside, right, and I'm going along what he's saying. Now, there's been a number of things that happened. I went last week for this test, and it was just a hot mess up in there. Listen, and so then I said, you know, I'm still having this strange gut feeling. So you know what I do? I went on and pulled up my medical record. I said, let me just take a look around here. And he tells me, now, before I'm going to tell you this, stay with the story. He tells me when I'm sitting in the office, he says, I'm going to put a history. This is the goddamn truth. I could not make this up. Now, this has nothing to do with brain fog, but I'm telling you, in a way it does, because we need to be an advocate for our own self. We need to be an advocate for ourselves. And listen, he tells me as I'm sitting there in the office with him, he says, you know what? He had pulled up my file, and he didn't tell me anything. He was just reading the file, and then he closed the file. This is goddamn truth. I could not make this up. Then he pulls it back up. He says, I'm going to send you to go get a test. And he says, I'm going to put on there that you got a history of cancer. That's what he says to me. And I do not have a diagnosis of cancer. He says, I'm just going to put it there to make the test go really, really faster. That's what I swear to God, he says this to me. He says, I just want them to handle this really, really quickly. And I'm looking at him like, I didn't go off. I cannot start to go off on a person, because when I do, I will not stop. So I didn't say anything. And I says, okay, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get my talk with him, because I'm going to see him again. So listen, I go back home. I pull up my medical record, and I read all this stuff in my phone. I'm like, where in the family did all this come from? So listen, there was a whole bunch of junk in there that nobody ever told me about. And it has nothing to do with cancer, okay? It didn't have any. There's nothing in there that's about cancer, nothing like that. He just says to me, he's going to do this. Now, you tell me when and where in the family or world does a doctor get off putting something on a file just to make a test go faster? And I told you the other day what happened when I went down there to get this test, that he was supposed to have me to do this test. And I got in. Well, the doctor, now only this doctor is supposed to do this test. I tell you. The doctor called me on Saturday. He says, Adrian, go in there Monday. I went in there on Monday. The doctor wasn't there. The one that was supposed to do this test, he wasn't there. He didn't even show up. And then the receptionist tells me, oh, you know, Dr. So-and-so, Dr. Greenjeans knows this is not the way this works. It doesn't work this way. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a real hot mess. So I am telling you, go with your gut feeling. It is not a joke. Your gut feeling will tell you the right thing to do in the first place. So listen. So this has to do with brain fog. I'm telling you that story because you have to be your own advocate, right? You have to be your own advocate when it comes to your health, when it comes to brain fog, because I am telling you, people will not tell you straight up. Even sometimes when it comes down to the doctor, it is sad to say, they will not always tell you the honest God truth about what is going on with you. You pretty much have to demand, that they tell you everything. Listen, I am telling you what's God having truth. So listen, let me get back to the music, but I want you to go to to this website. It is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Oh, my God. Even when it comes to COVID-19, they are not telling you everything. When it comes to the booster shot, they are not telling you everything. Even though we have to go through this to make sure we are safe, I am telling you, it has a lot to do with brain fog. I am telling you, you need this program, brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. There is a lot that's going on. I've talked to nurses, and I am telling you, you got to take it for yourself. You got to advocate for yourself, because if you don't, I am telling you, you're going to be walking around in a fog. So listen, go to this website, brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Click on get the guide, get the free guide. I've already gotten my free guide. Listen, get the free guide. And I'm going to tell you something else. I have reversed a lot of different diagnoses that they've tell me, you know, down through the years, you know. Listen, and cancer was not one of them. Listen, let me tell you something. You can reverse whatever that is going on with you. Now, I am not a doctor, so let me put this disclaimer out there. It's just that I've had a history of working with the medical profession for so many years and going through with the test. Now, listen, I believe I follow what they say. You know, I follow what they say. I do the test. I do what I'm supposed to do, right? And I do my spiritual guideline. I believe in a three-prong approach. You got to follow your doctor's advice. You listen to what they say. You got to have your spiritual advice. This is what I believe, spiritual. And then I do holistic health care. Listen, and believe me, I am telling you, you got to work those three all together to get the results that you're looking to get. Okay, so listen, let me get on with the music. Cities are on air. Listen, this is a smashing bang band right here. It is Cities. Cities is a two-man supergroup consisting of producer Eli Jenkins and percussionist Tyler Downey. Their new album, Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. Wow, that is powerful. Someday This Pain Will Be Useful was born out of loss and struggle, including Downey's own battle with brain cancer in 2021, as well as the sudden passing of the band's longtime producer, Gray Griggs, the same year. So listen, they got something to say, and they got a lot of power behind their music. They really do. I love the music. It is punchy. It's great. And they have a great sound. They have great vocals, great mixing and mastering engineering. It is done with perfection. And the first song you're going to hear today is Queen's Revenge. Take a listen to this. I love this song. This is Queen's Revenge. This is one of my favorites. Listen, let me tell you something. They kind of remind me of Steven Tyler. They remind me of Kiss. Listen, I'm telling you, they got this sound that is really, really awesome, and it is kick-tail butt hot. I am telling you, what's the guy having truth? Listen, you know, I wish this band much, much success. They have a great sound. They're doing what they love, and you can hear it in the music. And, I mean, I just love it. So, listen, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a special musical salute all day today. Four cities, right? It's going to be all day today. Music salute. I'm going to come back later. I got some more music from them. Let me tell you something. It's been a stone cold blast around here. And I'm telling you, their new album, I want you guys to check out their new album. Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. Oh, my God. Every time I say that, it just gives me chills. Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. And you know what? That someday could be tomorrow that the pain is useful. Listen, you know, I can't stop talking about the name of this new album because, listen, we all go through different things. We all do at some point in our life. We go through something, you know, that's very uncomfortable and we have to go through it. But listen, God has a way. God has a way. Listen, let me tell you something. God has a way of using what we go through to help the next person. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's experiencing a loss, and we've all experienced some type of loss in our lifetime, and of course it's painful, it hurts, you know, it feels like your heart has been ripped out, you know, but God has a way of using different things that we go through in this lifetime to help somebody else, because you know what, when we go through a loss or whatever we have experienced in our lifetime, guess what, you may meet somebody down the road that's going through a similar situation and may need your encouragement, they may need you to put your arm around them to encourage them and help them to get through what they're going through. So listen, I'm telling you, the name of that album is so, the name is so profound and so powerful. Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. I want you guys to check them out online. Once again, let me tell you, the name of the song was Queen's Revenge. I'm going to have some more music from this particular band you're going to hear later on today. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what, y'all? Coming back later on today, and going to be talking about this band on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and peace.